I think this is not the dress rehearsal. I think this is the first attempt at Lucy channeling through the material we've been drawing on this whole time, but in a publishable format. Now, if I try and get a sneak preview from the guides about where are we going to go in this session, what's it going to look like, how does it come through, I get nothing. I get my job is to be no, is to sit down and get out the way. But to sit down in the right alignment with the right connections, in the right dimension, in the right blah blah blah, you know, the right vibrational everything. And I'm gonna call on your support because it's going to take me a few minutes at least to settle myself. It's taken me hours and days and nights and a month and a half of constant processing, and it's going to take me a few minutes. And then I make no promises about what comes through. Just thank you for being, I love you. Thank you for being here for this. Oh boy, let's see what happens. Well, welcome and thank you. Your presence is highly desirable in this field. It is you who are doing the holding of the space, holding of the architecture, holding of the field. And it is your frequency that fills this field with its vibrational patterns. The patterning that supports this coming through. We are so grateful for your divine, multidimensional human presence. And here they're showing me you guys with your light signatures. It's like I see these beautiful golden orbs in the very center of you. And following the movement and pattern of the breath, I see these beautiful arcs, like flower petals of light, breathing from the center of you and returning, breathing from the center of you and returning, and describing very unique shapes. Not just the generic shape of the golden mandala that we reference and hold here in this field, but your signature shapes. And there are the flower petals, the soft waveform generating the resonance of your light signature, which is like ripples in water, a wonderful harmonic resonance of you being generated into your field, describing to your whole system and everything around you, all the energy fields that you interact with, multi-layered energy fields, describing who you are. What is this energy here now? This one. What are they? And by being in your center, you come into your resonance and you tell the world what you are at every level of your being. And they're showing me the soft, diffuse light lines perfectly merged with that resonance, those ripples and those beautiful petals of light coming from your center, perfectly formed around through, and with. That very, the feminine of the light quality of your signature. This light architecture, it doesn't have that angular, hard, like diamond hard, crystalline, not even crystalline, but that diamond hard or that metal, that hard edges. There's no sharp edges here. There are defined points, straight lines, yes, neat corners, described angles. But this light has a soft emanation. The light, the linear light of your light signature. It's so beautifully merged in its soft emanation with that warm radiance and resonance of the essence of who you are. And this is very much the yin and the yang as one. It's hard to separate them out, even though I'm describing them distinctly. They are one living light signature in you. So they're saying this you always carry with you. It's who you are as you're walking around in the other dimensions. It's what's seen by the guides, by the teams in consciousness, by the elementals and the elemental realms, by the angelic and the angelic realms, and by the cosmic multidimensional teams who work with you as individuations, individuals that you can connect and relate to. They're saying if you were to look at a butterfly in the elemental realms, you would be able to see the light signature just as we've described it. But you would see it in that band of frequencies that are elemental energy. And here, when they're showing elemental energy, they're showing the wonderful, predominantly bright green and gold as a background almost, running through which all the other colours run in their brightest, most colourful aspect. And they're showing me a butterfly with the same light signature formation as we've just described for you. Albeit everyone has its own unique signature, as different as a snowflake, but the formation is the same. This arrangement, this signature of identification belongs to every life form within the planet. And at the moment, they're not talking about beyond. They're showing me it's a cheetah. Big cat with spots. Is that a cheetah or is that a leopard? It's a leopard that has the spots, isn't it? And And they're showing me how different the light signature is for an animal. And yet, these principles are still there. We're encouraging you to see everything for a moment as light, energy, and sound. And to understand yourselves at some level as also this. When you understand that you are also this, you will understand that you make ripples. Your energy is patterned. It has a rhythm that beats out a pattern, and those patterns make ripples in the field, a rhythm in the field of all the energy around you. You are always beating out a rhythm. Now, so many of you beat out a rhythm of being less than who you truly are. And there are so many different ways that human beings do this. You've been designed to do this, to explore being less than who you truly are. However, for people like you who sit in the field, you are spending time with yourselves beyond all of those ideas and constructs, beyond all of those aspects of your own design. You're spending time with you as who you truly are. Now, when you do this, and you maintain presence in your physical body, in the here and now present moment, in the space-time continuum within which you all move, the rhythm that you beat out into the energy fields all around you is harmonic. It's harmonious. It allows you to connect with energy at any level where it is in its most harmonious aspect. This means the patterns that you create in the energy fields all around you are always carrying that information of the highest harmony, the highest truth. And this is what you attract back to you, into your fields. This is what the energy all around you will bring back to you. What do? You manifest more of harmony. You attract more of harmony. You attract back to you the truth of who you are. You retract back to you reflections of the truth of who you are. The more time you stay centered, present, connected to this self beyond all of your stories, beyond your past, beyond ideas, beyond what you have believed yourself to be, told yourself you are, or identified as. The more you live and breathe from this place, the more you manifest reflections that this is your truth. And those reflections can populate your world, your experience, your relationships, the opportunities that come to you, and the landscape that you humanly move through. So your life becomes that reflection of the harmonious truth of who you are beyond all you'd been led to believe about yourself, or all that has happened to you in the past, or all that other people have told you you can expect out of life. And people don't say this with words, they say it with how they treat you, with their own beliefs and expectations with where they place themselves in their lives. You are always telling each other as human beings what it means to be human. And it takes people doing what you are doing to rewrite the script for that. To release not only yourself from the limitations that our shared collective belief, consensus belief, but in doing so, provide an opportunity for others to release themselves from those limiting consensus beliefs. So thank you, beloveds, for taking time to simply be, to spend time as yourself. Not to imagine, not to fantasize, and not to pretend, but to vibrationally embody the resonance of who you are beyond all of the constructs. This resonance is a language, and it forms an instruction not only into your DNA and the templates in your blueprint, Akash, that are always projecting the hologram of your experience into all areas of your life. But it becomes an instruction to the all that is, to the elemental realms, to life itself, that you are here to create from the highest truth of who you are, that you are agreeing with, that harmony is the highest truth, and that you are allying yourself with that harmonious potential to be reflected back to you in all of the ways you can allow. This is not a suggestion by any means that your life should always reflect harmony back to you, because if it did, there would be no room for growth, no opportunity to continue to transcend the limitations you came here with, to complete the items on your soul to-do list for this lifetime. It is a suggestion that your allowing can ever increase. Your allowing of the harmony you are to be reflected back to you in more and more ways can continually increase. And we love you for it, because you pave the way, you write the templates. The templates become part of the consensus belief, consensus reality. And by simply spending time sitting in the truth of who you are, turning to face it, asking to know it, prioritizing this in your lives the way that you do, the benefits to all are unimaginable and immeasurable. So, first and foremost, this is a celebration, dear ones, of you. All you are, all you have done, all you have accomplished, and all you continue to achieve and contribute to the field of the whole of which you are a living, breathing, seamlessly interconnected part. Like a cell in an organism, you are part of the body of human consciousness, and your contribution is seen, celebrated, and you are thanked, profusely thanked for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. You truly are wonderful, and we are privileged and delighted to know you, to be part of this endeavor humanity is currently going through. So they're giving me the sense of us coming out the other side and they're giving me an image of somebody coming out of a tunnel with a kind of, oof, wow, right then. Yes, indeed, dear ones, you should celebrate yourselves, for we and all of life, all that is. And the echelons of archangels, the echelons of the arcs of all the angels, elementals, and divine beings overlighting humanity's endeavor are applauding you, celebrating you, and cheering you on. Please know this in your hearts, and maybe for a moment allow that knowingness Thank you. And so we invite you now to shift attention into your heart and center. To be aware of the rhythm of the breath, as though nothing else was, just this. As though you are relaxing into this rhythm. Letting your body relax with you. As though you are this rhythm. Whatever is present in your heart right now, in your field, in your awareness, in your body. See if you can make it fully welcome without needing to change it. Keep attention on this rhythm of the breath. There is just the flow and all things follow it. And there is just the heartbeat, your rhythm, your drum beat. In between each drum beat, each sound is a silence. You are that silence. Fall in, love, to the silence you are. Seemingly endless, without edges. Nothing needed of you. Just being. And you can ask that question, is anything needed of me right now in this moment? For me to be loved exactly as I am. Does this silence I am require anything? Is this silence masculine or feminine? Does it have an end? And perhaps becoming aware again of the heartbeat that it is. You know it's there even if you can't feel it or hear it. This rhythm, your drumbeat, your heart here in the ocean of the infinite silence. So you are the silence and you are the beat, the rhythm and the pattern, the life and the movement. The sound and the song. And there's nothing you need to do to be that song. But when you rest in the silence, the rhythm appears. Your rhythm. The rhythm that carries all the movement and flow, life and activity, action that is going to happen through you, with you, and as you. Beloveds, we are embarking on a journey which will invite you to relax both into the beingness and the silence, the stillness of who you are, and the rhythm and the flow, the life and the action that you also are, bringing these two halves into a deeper dance of oneness, not by striving but by relaxing and resting in the resonance of your true signature and self. And it is simple. The pathway always is. The pathway home to oneness is a remembering, and therefore it is much simpler than the pathway that took us out into complexity in the first place. The pathway home can be as simple as remembering to breathe with presence, conscious intention for awareness, to rest in both the silence and the rhythm of the heartbeat and the breath. And so, these things are always available in you. They do not go away. If they do, then you do too. So as long as you are here, you have access to exactly that which brings you back to yourself, home, to the harmony you are in any given moment. We understand the challenges you place before yourselves with honouring, with compassion and tenderness. We understand. And we will continue to highlight the simplicity of the path home to oneness in spite of all the complexities you face. Because we understand. We understand how far you've come from that simplicity. We understand the world you live in, the networks you have woven into the very alchemy of your energy biology to create complexity and difficulty by which you get to explore separation. And you grow through that exploration. However, you are here because you want to be at home inside yourselves. No, we are making this assumption. We feel we can. Often it is thought that the pathway to oneness involves moving through and defeating all those layers of complexity before it can be experienced or achieved. We are here to be that reminder of what you know very well, that it is a simple step to be beyond all that you've put in the way. And for a moment, because there is only ever the moment, to know yourself, beyond all you've been created to be. It is the silence between each heartbeat. The silence you are.